One of the most contentious cases involving Maywood police has to do with the tasering and assault of a father and son. In 2006, the son witnessed an officer beating up a suspect. When he asked for the officer's badge number, police beat and tasered him and his father while handcuffed. Another Maywood police officer was charged in February with sexually assaulting three women in 2006 and 2007. Today, California Attorney General Jerry Brown called the Maywood Police Department a mess. Brown said his 16-month investigation of the department revealed numerous incidents of excessive force and many arrests made without probable cause.
The badge and the gun, they're power, and that power has to be exercised with restraint, effectively, under law. And what we found is that in Maywood, that wasn't the case.
Brown said the state is now seeking a court order to oversee the department. His report, released Tuesday, calls for intense screening of new hires, a rigorous review process after use of force incidents, and strict annual audits of the Maywood police force. Maywood Chief Administrative Officer Paul Phillips oversees the police department. He says the city supports the findings in the Attorney General's investigation and has already begun making the proposed changes.
We have a new highly qualified police chief. We are bringing in an additional captain's position. We're working internally on training and development, and we are very committed as a management team to community-based policing.
Civil rights attorney Cynthia Anderson Barker has represented clients charging abuse in Maywood. She says residents have been complaining for years about Maywood police, and she's not confident anything will change soon.
I'm very happy that they have very specific proposals for reforming the police department, but the challenge will be how quickly can these reforms be enacted.
Attorney General Brown said the violation for not complying with court-ordered reforms is contempt of court. The penalty, he said, is jail. Richie Duchon, Annenberg Radio News.